Chapter 3. The Mayor of Casterbridge. 1851, 20 years later. Two women are walking down the country road that leads to Weydon Priors. The older woman, a lady in her 40s, is Susan Henchard. But it is not the same Susan Henchard who walked down this road 20 years ago. She looks much older. Her skin is wrinkled, and her cheeks are hollow. Next to her is a girl who looks like a younger version of her. There is no doubt that she is Susan's daughter. They walk arm in arm in a comfortable silence. Soon they begin to see signs of Weydon Priors ahead. Susan sighs deeply.
There it is, Weydon Priors. This is where I met your father 20 years ago, Elizabeth Jane, she says.
And now he is dead, the daughter says sadly. She takes out a photo of Mr. Newson and looks at it affectionately. Then she asks,
So why did we come here, Mother?
Susan hesitates for a moment and then says,
There's a relative I'd like to visit, a Mr. Henchard, and I believe he lives here.
Is Mr. Henchard a close relative of ours? Asks Elizabeth Jane.
No, not close. He's related to us by marriage, replies her mother.
Did he ever know me? Asks Elizabeth Jane.
Susan says quickly,
No, of course not.
Elizabeth Jane is curious.
When was the last time you saw him? She asks her mother.
Over 20 years ago,
Susan replies.
He was a farmer then. He may be dead now, for all I know, or in a workhouse. We will see soon enough.
The two continue walking side by side. Susan looks at her daughter with a sense of pride. Elizabeth Jane is a curious, intelligent girl. She reads many books and wants to learn more about the world. She wants to live a better life, and Susan, who is a simple, uneducated woman, wants to help her daughter, but doesn't know how. Now that Mr. Newson is dead, they have got nothing. Susan knows that soon Elizabeth Jane will be ready to marry, and she wants to find her a good husband, so Elizabeth will have a happy life. Susan wants her daughter to have everything she never had. She hopes that perhaps Michael Henchard will be willing to help them in some way. For this reason, she has decided to ignore her pride and search for her first husband. At noon, Susan and Elizabeth Jane reach the entrance to Weydon Priors, where the fair once stood. There is not much left of the fair, only a few small tents. Suddenly, Susan sees the toothless lady, the rum porridge seller, standing in a corner behind a big pot, selling porridge. She is much older now, with thin white hair. Susan recognizes her immediately.
Stay here, Elizabeth Jane, she says. I want to speak to that old woman.
Susan approaches the toothless old woman.
Good day. I wonder if you remember an incident where a man sold his wife many years ago in your restaurant tent, she asks.
The toothless woman looks up at the sky thoughtfully and then nods her head.
Now that I think about it, I do remember that incident. In fact, that same man who sold his wife returned here the following year. He told me that if that lady came asking for him, I should tell her that he moved to the town of Casterbridge, 15 kilometres down the road.
Susan thanks the woman and thinks about giving her some money for her help. But then she remembers that this old lady's rum porridge made Michael drunk that night and caused the events that followed, so she decides not to give her anything.
Thank you, she says, and goes back to her daughter.
What did she say? Elizabeth Jane asks. Did she know anything about Mr. Henchard?
Yes, he lives in a town called Casterbridge now, her mother replies. It's 15 kilometres down the road. Tired from their long walk, the two women spend the night in Weydon Priors and continue their journey to Casterbridge the next morning. When they arrive, they find a hotel and rest there. In the afternoon, they decide to go for a walk. As they walk through the town centre, they see a large crowd of people standing around a stage. Above the stage is a large poster with the words, Michael Henchard, Mayor of Casterbridge. Just then, a man walks onto the stage, wearing the clothes and chain of a mayor. Everyone starts to cheer. Susan looks at the man on the stage and gasps. He is tall, has dark brown hair, thick eyebrows and a moustache. He still looks very much the same as he did 20 years ago, except for a few wrinkles around his eyes and a moustache. Elizabeth Jane says excitedly to her mother, Mother, look, that's the mayor of Casterbridge. Susan nods and grows very pale. Her legs become very weak and she almost falls. Elizabeth Jane catches her and holds her arm. Mother, what's wrong? Are you all right? She asks anxiously. I'm fine. It must be the sun, Susan says. Let me sit for a minute. They find a bench and sit down. Meanwhile, Mr. Henchard, the mayor of Casterbridge, begins to address the crowd of people. Mother, our relative is the mayor of Casterbridge, Elizabeth Jane says excitedly. How wonderful! And you thought he might be dead or in a workhouse. Yes, says Susan, but now that I've seen him, I want to go. Elizabeth Jane looks confused. But why, Mother? We came all the way here to find him. Aren't you happy he has become such a successful man? No, says Susan in a strange voice. I don't wish to see him any more. Let's go back to the hotel. Elizabeth Jane hesitates for a moment and then says, Very well, Mother, but first, let's hear him speak. Elizabeth Jane walks back into the crowd of people, but the speech is over, and Mr. Henchard has left the stage. Elizabeth Jane looks around and sees Mr. Henchard near a tree, talking to a young man. Donald Farfrae, I want you to be the new manager of my farm, Henchard is telling him. Donald looks surprised. Me? But I haven't got any experience, sir, he says. Nonsense. You've been with me for over 10 years, Mr. Henchard replies. You're the perfect man for the job. You know you are the best man on the farm, Donald, and I wouldn't be the successful man I am without you. Thank you, sir. It's nice to be appreciated, Farfrae says. It's more than appreciation, Farfrae. I feel like a father to you, and you're like a son to me, says Henchard. He pats Donald affectionately on the back and continues, There's nobody I would prefer to run the farm in my place. Please tell me that you'll do it. I won't take no for an answer. Farfrae laughs. Very well, then I suppose it must be yes. Elizabeth Jane watches them from a distance. Then, on an impulse, she takes paper and a pen from her bag and writes a quick note. She walks over to Mr. Henchard and accidentally bumps into Donald. Oh, I'm sorry, she says apologetically. Donald looks at Elizabeth Jane's pretty face and smiles at her. That's all right. I'm Donald Farfrae. It's a pleasure to bump into you, Miss... I'm Miss Newson, says Elizabeth Jane, blushing. Then she quickly hands the note to Mr. Henchard and disappears back into the crowd. Mr. Henchard looks at the note in surprise. He opens it, and as he reads, his face changes, and there's a regretful look in his eyes. He opens his mouth and whispers one word. Susan?